A dispute between Maui County and a local environmental group is heading to the Supreme Court. The High Court announced Monday it would hear a case that involved discharge from a wastewater treatment plant in Lahaina. HPR's Ryan Finnerty tells us about that depending on the income, it could change the way water pollution is regulated by the federal government.
The Cuyahoga River in Ohio is so loaded with the waste products of petroleum distillation that it is actually in danger of catching fire.
In 1969, that's exactly what happened. The Cuyahoga River in Cleveland became so polluted that it burst into flames. This wasn't the first time Cleveland had seen a river fire, but the 1969 blaze fueled the budding national conservation movement. In 1972, Congress passed the Clean Water Act, overriding a veto by President Richard Nixon. It established water quality standards and created a structure for the federal government to regulate pollutants. The act bans dumping those pollutants directly into surface water sources, like rivers and lakes, but not groundwater. A court case from Hawaii may soon change that.
For years, it's been known that when the facility discharges from its injection wells into the groundwater directly beneath the facility, that millions of gallons of treated sewage get into the ocean each day.
That's David Henkin, an attorney with the environmental law firm Earth Justice. He's representing four Maui-based groups that are suing Maui County over the discharge from a wastewater treatment plant in Lahaina.
There have been massive algal outbreaks on the reef at Kahikili. There has been massive die-off of a once pristine reef, and this is largely due to the millions of gallons of treated sewage from the Lahaina facility.
The Lahaina Wastewater Reclamation Facility is located about 2 miles upslope of downtown Lahaina in West Maui. It first came online in 1975, and until the recent court ruling, was not covered by the Clean Water Act. That's because the Clean Water Act only regulates discharge into surface water. The Lahaina facility injects treated wastewater back into the ground. Groundwater isn't covered by the Clean Water Act. But the situation changed in 2012.
Undebatable evidence that the wastewater was reaching from those wells to the coastline.
That's Craig Glenn, a geologist from the University of Hawaii at Manoa. The state of Hawaii and the EPA asked Glenn to determine whether or not the treated wastewater being injected into the ground was reaching the ocean.
The very first thing I did was run something that I personally specialize in, is using aerial infrared photography from aircraft to look for what we call submarine groundwater discharge. Fresh water, because it's colder than seawater when it leaks into the ocean, it appears as a cold water anomaly. And it's also, it floats on the surface of the seawater because it's fresh water, it's buoyant, and it floats on top of the seawater. We did the flights, and we found a very large thermal anomaly. And then we mixed tracer dyes and poured them down the injection wells that the wastewater treatment plant was using, and then nearly daily monitoring that took place for quite a long time. We even started before we did the injection dye, so we knew what the background was like, etc. These dyes are detectable in very small quantities, parts per billions, basically. Then we started seeing the dye concentrations rise and rise and rise.
As surface water, the ocean is covered by the Clean Water Act. The proven connection between the wastewater plant and the ocean provided the basis for the current lawsuit. The Hawaii Wildlife Fund is the lead plaintiff in the case. Hannah Bernard is the director and co-founder of the Maui-based organization.
There had been suspicion that these waters getting into the reef wouldn't be good and might cause an impact.
A 2006 survey from the Hawaii Department of Land and Natural Resources deepened those suspicions. The survey found a roughly 25% decline in existing coral cover on West Maui reefs over a 12-year period.
People who are ocean users, we saw this study and we became alarmed. And we wanted to investigate and have more information about the possibility of, could we do something to mitigate this? And so we started organizing meetings and sharing the information and talking about it. And then we got in touch with our EPA. Actually, we organized public meetings with the EPA here several times.
The EPA was working with Maui County to address the impact of the injection wells when the groundwater dye study was published in 2012. That was when Bernard's group decided to sue, alleging a violation of the Clean Water Act. They initially won in federal court, and again when Maui County appealed the decision. The case will now head to the Supreme Court. Earth Justice Attorney David Henkin says there's a reason the court decided to take on the case.
The reason that the court is likely taking this case is that there is one court of appeals, which is the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which decided a pair of cases out of Kentucky and Tennessee. And in those cases, that court of appeals said that the Clean Water Act does not require a permit if a discharge is via groundwater. In doing that, it directly disagreed with the decision in our case, which came out of the Ninth Circuit, which controls the western part of the United States, and the Fourth Circuit, which decided a case out of South Carolina. So basically, there's what's called a circuit split. The Ninth Circuit and the Fourth Circuit agree with us, and the Sixth Circuit agrees with the county. Only the Supreme Court, which makes decisions uniform national law across the country, only the Supreme Court can resolve the circuit split.
Maui County maintains that its practices at the Lahaina plant are safe. Here's County Communications Director Brian Perry reading a prepared statement.
Maui County welcomes the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to grant its petition for a hearing in its ongoing West Maui injection well case. We have a strong case to show that the county continues to protect the public's health and the environment through its use of facilities initially developed with EPA funding four decades ago and its robust recycled water program.
Maui County has challenged the idea that discharge from the Lahaina treatment plant is harming nearby oceans. In a published fact sheet, the county acknowledged the dye study but denied that discharge from the wastewater plant was responsible for algal blooms or coral death. The county also pointed out that previous court rulings did not address environmental damage. They instead issued the more narrow ruling that the Lahaina underground injection wells do require a Clean Water Act permit. The Hawaii Department of Health confirmed that the Lahaina wastewater facility does have an injection well permit on file and has also applied for a Clean Water Act permit. It did not confirm the status of that application or when it was submitted. I'm Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
The case Maui County versus Hawaii Wildlife Fund is scheduled to be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court this fall. Acting EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler has opposed the expansion of waters covered under the Clean Water Act. I'm Catherine Cruz, and you're listening to The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio.